Shalom, Australia. Iran said yesterday that it had successfully tested a new medium-range missile in defiance of warnings from Washington. The Khorramshahr missile was unveiled on Friday, with Iran announcing that the missile had a range of 2,000 kilometers, enough to reach Israel, and can carry multiple warheads. Defense Minister Avigdor Lieberman called the test a provocation to the United States and a threat to the whole world. The launch comes after Iran's newly appointed army chief, General Abdulrahim Mousavi, on Monday warned that the Islamic Republic would raise the cities of Tel Aviv and Haifa if the Zionist regime makes any wrong move. The general said the previous warnings that Israel will not exist in 25 years did not mean that it would necessarily last that long. Later that day, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the United Nations General Assembly and told the gathering that Iran vows to destroy my country every day. Netanyahu said, "I have a simple message for the Iranian dictator Ayatollah Khamenei. The light of Israel will never be extinguished," and added that those who threaten us with annihilation put themselves in peril. He praised U.S. President Donald Trump's speech as the most courageous speech he has heard in his 30-plus years at the UN. Netanyahu said that he appreciated Egyptian President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's support of peace, adding that Israel is committed to peace with all Arab states, including the Palestinians. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu on Monday met with Egypt's President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi in New York in the first ever public sit-down between the two leaders. Netanyahu and Sisi were in New York for the United Nations General Assembly. The Prime Minister's office said that Sisi expressed his desire to assist in efforts to achieve peace between Israel and the Palestinians and the region. Jerusalem Police Chief Yoram Halevi on Monday blamed ultra-Orthodox protesters for police violence against them during a demonstration. Halevi says that the police fell into the trap. Someone drags us there and someone wants us to respond, and we do. After all, without us, there's probably no demonstration. Last Sunday, several hundred ultra-Orthodox Jews scuffled with police at a demonstration in Jerusalem. Police used water cannons and mounted officers to try and disperse the crowd. One video clip, filmed by demonstrators, showed a police officer slamming an ultra-Orthodox protester to the ground, apparently unprovoked. Other footage showed officers punching and kicking demonstrators while they were being held down. The protesters were reacting to a court ruling last week that rejected Knesset legislation deferring the conscription of ultra-Orthodox men. Rogozin Migdal HaEmek High School has come under fire after graffiti bearing the school's name was recently discovered at the Nazi death camp Auschwitz in Poland. Written next to the school's name is the date, August 27, 2017, when a large contingent from the school was visiting, as well as a Magen David. The school said it was shocked by the graffiti and had set up a special investigation team to find out who was responsible. The IDF soldier who neutralized the terrorist who last July murdered three members of the Salomon family in their home in Halamish was awarded a military citation on Tuesday during a ceremony in Male Adumim. The soldier, who is identified as A and serves in the elite OKETS K9 Special Forces Unit, heard the screaming during the attack and shot the terrorist through the window, bringing the bloodletting to an end. His father, Shimon, also received a certificate of appreciation for taking action to stop the massacre by entering the home of the family. Thousands of participants took part last Friday in a race to commemorate the 421 Druze fighters who fell in all of Israel's battles and terror attacks and to celebrate the achievements of the Druze in service to the state. Major A recently became the first Druze navigator in the IDF. His dream was to join the Chayetet 13 Frogmen and dive deep underwater. Instead, he found himself flying high in the air after successfully finishing the Air Force Flight Academy. A is the pioneer, with two other Druze men following in his footsteps. They all live in Druze villages in northern Israel, where the draft and career service rates are amongst the highest in the country. Director Samuel Maoz's Foxtrot, an ode to the realities and woes of Israeli life, swept the 2017 Ophir Awards on Tuesday night with 8 wins, including Best Picture and Best Director. Lior Ashkenazi won the award for Best Actor, and Foxtrot also took the awards for Best Music, Best Editing, Best Cinematography, and Best Soundtrack. The win followed the film's prestigious prizes at the recent Venice and Toronto Film Festivals, and came even as Israel's Culture Minister, Miri Regev, continued to pillory the film that she has not seen. Following her vociferous statements about the film and her threats to pull funding for any film that is critical of the Israeli government, the Israeli Academy of Film and Television announced it would not invite Regev to the Ophir Awards ceremony, citing her behavior last year when she stormed out of the ceremony in protest of the recitation of a poem by a Palestinian poet. Linoy Ashram, who grew up just south of Tel Aviv, took home the bronze medal in the all-around competition at the World Championships of Rhythmic Gymnastics last weekend. This makes her the first Israeli to ever win a medal in this category. In May, she won 5 gold medals at the Maccabiah Games. Israel's population stood at 8.743 million on the eve of Rosh Hashanah, up some 156,000 people from the previous year. The population growth was 1.8%, similar to recent years. Jews make up nearly 3/4 of the population at 6.5 million, while Israel's almost 1.8 million Arabs make up just over 1/5 of the population. Those of other backgrounds, such as Druze, non-Arab Christians, and those not characterized as members of a religious group, make up less than 4.5% of the population. 181,405 babies were born in the last year, making the birth rate the highest in the OECD and 4 times greater than the death rate. A delegation of 50 soldiers from the IDF's Home Front Command gave up their Rosh Hashanah celebrations as they traveled to Mexico City on Wednesday afternoon to assist local teams after a large earthquake devastated portions of the country. Late on Tuesday night, Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's office said Mexico had asked Israel for aid after Netanyahu offered help. And by Thursday morning, the team was already there and at work in rescue operations. This is Peter Jones-Pelach reporting for SBS Radio from Jerusalem and wishing all listeners Gemar Chatima Tova.